Hi, this is Sharon Glover, and I want to welcome you to the S Zone, where we talk strategies and solutions for everyday life and business. Today's topic is intention and purpose. Intention and purpose. What is intention and purpose, and how does it play a role in your life and your business? That's the question for today. I wanted to probe this question today because I had a conversation with a colleague as we both talked and explored different ideas around our business, entrepreneurship, being women in business, and all of the demands of life and business, and how to balance ourselves out, how to make sure that we are intentional in the things that we do, that we are on purpose, and that we are moving forward each and every day in a way that is positive, in a way that is motivating, in a way that just keeps us focused. As you all know, it is very, very easy to get distracted in life and business when there are so many different things that are happening all around you. One of the traits of an entrepreneur, as we saw it, is just ideation, ideas, concepts. There's so many different things that we tend to want to do. And the challenge is to clarify what needs to be done, or before we even go there, prioritizing, right? Just prioritizing, understanding and knowing, like, what is the priority? Where are we really trying to go? Making sure that we have clear intention, making sure that we have clarity of purpose. And much of that leads itself to our vision. Now, I do a lot of work around visioning, strategic planning, strategies, working with organizations, working with individuals, helping them to not only visualize, but to execute on the vision. But in order to execute, you have to have the vision. And so, how do we get there? How do we actually begin to see this destination? Not necessarily this endpoint, but this place that we would like to end up, this place that we would like to get to, this place that we would like to grow to. What is that, and what does that look like? So today, in my conversation with my colleague, we talked about the big vision, the big compelling vision, the vision that is so big that it outlives the founder. That's a big vision. A vision that is so big that it outlives the founder. When you have a vision that is that huge, then surely you can wake up every day motivated and inspired and action-oriented towards something. You don't run out of things to do when you have a vision that is so big that you know that you will be working on this vision for the rest of your life and beyond. And even if your business is set up where at some point you want to pass it along, whether you want to have something that you can hand down to your children, whether you have built or are building something that you want to eventually sell, you want to move towards a vision that is so big that it propels you every single day to get up and to go to work. And so in order to do that, like, you have to, I always talk with two people about working their way downwards, because you really do have to have, you really have to understand where it is you're trying to go, to get really clear about intentions, and then to also make sure that you are in line with your purpose. Your vision and your mission, which is your purpose, they should definitely be in line. And so again, that starts with this directional space, that starts with the ability to look out, look far, far out. I think most of the times we are, as entrepreneurs, entrepreneur people, we can get a little tied down in the daily, day-to-day minutiae, if you will, of task. And there's nothing wrong with being task oriented, but as CEOs and leaders, we have to be more strategic. We have to be forward thinking. We have to be future thinking. We have to get beyond the things that are happening today. That's how we begin to grow. That's how we begin to move the needle. That's how we begin to make an impact, particularly if you are cause oriented, right? You have to get beyond just the day-to-day task-oriented thinking in order to move forward. So I was talking about big, compelling vision, and I want to read this one to you. This is Google's. We all are familiar with Google, right? So Google's corporate vision is to provide access to the world's information in one click. Wow. To provide access to the world's information in one click. That, my friends, that's a big vision. So here's something I would like for you to do. I want you to pull out your vision. Or I want you to take a minute and think about your vision. This can be your vision for your company, a business. This can be your vision for your life. I want you to think ahead. Not 2 months, 3 months from now. I want you to think ahead years, 5 years, 10 years, 15, 20 years from now. Because to provide access to the world's information in one click. Now, listen. At this point, Google just about may have reached their vision, because we all know we want to find information, we go on Google. But this is a vision that will keep Google, the founders, the employees, and everybody in that camp working for a long time. This is the kind of vision that stirs up creativity. This is innovation. So much would go into what it would take to get to a vision like this. And so I want you to start thinking bigger, broader, and more expansive than maybe you're already thinking. Because in order to really get intentional, that's where we're starting. I know you thought I forgot, but I did not. That's where we're starting. But in order to be very intentional, we really do have to have a long-term vision of where we want to be. And we certainly have to have a why. Your purpose is your why. It is that thing that it's the thing that says what it is that you do, your whole reason for being. And that purpose, that mission, and that vision should align with each other. And then when you have that, you can start being very, very intentional. Let me see if I can get a definition for intention, because I think that's important. An aim or plan, intention, a determination to act in a certain way, a resolve. An act or instance of determining mentally upon some action or result. Listen, as the CEO of your life and your business, you have to have some mental determination of some action or a result. Otherwise, you're just, you know, spinning your wheels, you're just doing random stuff. It's so very easy to get caught up in business and life. It's very, very easy to get caught up, right, into this thing that I call busyness, where we're just doing a bunch of stuff. We're running around, we're going to meetings, we're on the computer, we're just busy. Busy does not equate to intentional. Yeah, I want you to think about that. I want you to think about that, because busy does not equate to intention. Ask yourself, am I intentional? I want you to take out your to-do list. I don't know what time it is you're listening to this, but I want you to take out your to-do list, and I want you to look at it and ask yourself, are the things that you're doing, are they intentional? Do they lead somewhere? Do they connect the dot? Are they moving the needle to get you closer to whatever that vision is? The vision is big, it's huge, it's expansive, it's long-term. So that means that you're taking these baby steps each and every day in order to move yourself a little bit closer to what it is you want to do. So, intentional allows you to start to be much more strategic. Let's see if we can get a definition for that. Relating to the identification of long-term or overall aims and interests and the means of achieving them. Ooh, that's a good definition. I like that one. I think I'll use that. Relating to the identification of long-term or overall aims and interests and the means of achieving them, right? So we have these long-term aims and interests, and we're looking at how do we go about achieving them. And then we wrap ourselves back up into having very intentional activities, intentional days, intentional tasks, intentional methodology. Ooh, that's good, y'all. No, I'm serious. I just saw that as a visual. You want to have everything is surrounding this circle of strategic aim and strategic vision, right? And you have this circle of intentional activity, intentional methodology. What else did I say? Just intentional tasks. And they're all working together and in conjunction to move you to this place. Yeah, I like that. I like that. So in order to really be more intentional, you absolutely have to go back and craft a very clear, compelling, big, bold, audacious vision. Yeah. That's going to help you be more intentional, because I think a lot of us are trying to be intentional, but towards what? What are we being intentional towards? How can we really be intentional in our activities without having clarity of vision? Yeah, that's good, you guys. I'm going to wrap it up there. I'm trying to keep these segments sort of short because I know our attention spans are short. But I want to give you something to grab hold to and think about. And I think when I come back on, maybe we'll talk a little more about this idea of purpose, since we didn't get into that very deeply. But I just want you to take a look at the things that we talked about. Take a look at your vision. Ask yourself, is it compelling? Is this something that gets me up, gets me excited? Is this something that I can get excited about and work on every day, knowing that it will take extreme effort, significant thought and time and energy to get to this space, and I'm willing and I want to, and I'm interested, and I'm invested in getting to that place? Think about that, and then start asking yourself how intentional I am. Look at the things you're doing. Look at your to-do list, and then ask yourself, are these things intentional towards this vision? I'm going to stop there, you all, and I will see you on the next episode. I want to thank you so much for joining me in the S Zone. We're talking about strategies for everyday life and business. See you next time.